track 7. We talk rock and roll, religion and rides with the Bishop of Lynn as he reflects on his time in Norfolk.
The Right Reverend Jonathan Meyrick is a surprising man. The first surprise is that, as the Bishop of Lynn, he does not live in King's Lynn, but in Castle Acre. More fascinating facts about Bishop Jonathan include: he's known as the Rocking Bishop. He's sung on Radio 1 and was a contestant on Stars in Their Eyes. He felt called to be a priest when he was just 15. Before that, he wanted to be an actor. He loves dodgem cars and preached from the top of the Helter Skelter in Norwich Cathedral last year. He often spends Christmas in prison. In January, Bishop Jonathan will retire. He has loved his time in Norfolk, but what he will miss most after 11 years as Bishop of Lynn are the people. He did not arrive with particular objectives. "My objective is to be part of the local place," he said. "To love it for its own sake, for its people, and to express in whatever way I can God's love for the local place. And at its best, that's what the Church of England is about. That's what's always been at the heart of it." It has taken him from prisons, in his role supporting the county's prison chaplains, to funfair rides. He opens the Lynn Mart Funfair every February. Getting involved in the community has taken him from the pulpit to the stage. His performance on Radio 1 came after DJ Dave Lee Travis asked people to do something quirky down the phone, and he wrote in as chaplain to the local young farmers. When he discovered one of his duties was to sing at their local dinner dance, he chose Wild Thing by the Troggs, because it was the only song he knew. He later reprised the performance on ITV's Stars in Their Eyes. Here in Norfolk, Bishop Jonathan has acted in pantomimes and plays, and become known as the Rocking Bishop. A chance meeting on the train to London led to an invitation to sing at the launch of that year's Festival 2 in King's Lynn with local 60s tribute band The Yesterdays. "I'm very much a 60s animal," he said. "The Troggs, The Stones, Small Faces, The Bee Gees." In fact, he has a question for Barry Gibb of The Bee Gees. "The song I enjoy most singing is the Bee Gees' Words. To me, it's not just a love song sung by a man to a woman, but by God to all of us," he said. He was just 15 when he knew he would become a priest, which was awkward because he had spent the past 6 months convincing his parents to allow him to pursue his dreams of becoming an actor. "I was lucky to receive a very specific bit of calling," he said. "I have never doubted God's existence, and I have never doubted that he wants me to do this." Bishop Jonathan and his wife Rebecca have 3 children and 3 grandchildren. Rebecca has also been deeply involved in West Norfolk. A community palliative care nurse, she helped set up the Tapping House Hospice at Home scheme. When the bishop released a fundraising album of 1960s hits, it was in aid of the Tapping House Hospice at Hillington and St. Nicholas Chapel in Lynn. He writes hymns too, including "Go Forth, Make People Mine," which is often sung at ordinations in the diocese. This Christmas, Bishop Jonathan plans to take a Christmas Eve carol service at Norwich Prison. "Most years I go to prison on Christmas Day. Midnight Mass at Little Dunham and Christmas morning service at Aylsham. There will be 2 farewell services, at Lynnminster on Sunday, January 17th, and at Norwich Cathedral on Sunday, January the 24th. Both must be booked and will be streamed for people unable to attend in person."